today's top federal headlines. The White House has issued an action plan to ensure cybersecurity remains a top priority. The Cybersecurity Strategy and Implementation Plan is the result of the sprint initiated back in June. OMB is to issue new incident response best practices to agencies, while DHS will upgrade all agencies' Einstein systems. Federal CIO Tony Scott is giving agencies a C- to a B+ grade for their first drafts of the Federal IT and Acquisition Reform Act implementation plans. He said he's happy so far with the conversations agencies are having around FITERA. Agencies have until December 31st to submit final implementation and common baseline plans. Also, agencies are inching closer to meeting a long-term cybersecurity goal. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
About 80% of all federal employees are logging on to their computer networks using a smart card or other form of strong authentication. The Office of Management and Budget is releasing new information that shows agencies increased the use of two-factor authentication for computer access by 8% over the last 4 months. This year alone, agencies' use of these cybersecurity tools have risen by more than 40%. OMB's new data comes as it launches the next phase of the Cyber Marathon. I'm Jason Miller.
The Defense Department is conducting a study on how it can work with industry to make microelectronics more available and trusted. DoD is concerned about the availability of manufacturers who fabricate chips in the U.S. Currently, only one company in the U.S. produces microelectronics suitable for the department, but it's foreign-owned. The Pentagon is also finalizing a rule requiring its agencies to evaluate and potentially exclude would-be IT contractors based on cyber risks to sensitive national security systems. It issued this despite critics who say the rule is too vague. DoD officials say they also intend to share information about supply chain risk with its contractors as often as possible. DoD is also updating a rule concerning potential acquisitions from Cuba. The DFARS will no longer include restrictions placed on purchasing military equipment from the country. Cuba's previous presence on the state sponsors of terror list prohibited DoD from purchasing commercial satellite services or awarding contracts to firms owned or controlled by Cuba. Reuters is reporting the U.S. military is pleased with the success of a $230 million test of the U.S. missile defense system. It showed the ability of Aegis and THAAD weapon systems to identify and destroy ballistic and cruise missiles at once. The test was conducted near Wake Island in the Western Pacific Ocean late last night. Ricky Ellison, founder of the nonprofit Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance, said it was the first time the U.S. military had proven the effectiveness of a layered defense. The average hardworking Fed might find at least one thing in common with the new House Speaker. More from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Paul Ryan, before agreeing to run for Speaker, vowed to maintain some semblance of work-life balance. That's an issue for many career government employees, how you give the job your all, but still be there for those important in your personal life. Ryan says he wants weekends for his family. Critics ask why he's opposed paid family leave legislation. I'm Tom Temin.
Domestic partners and adult children of Postal Service employees and current and retired members of uniformed services now qualify for the federal long-term care insurance program. OPM is issuing a final rule to amend the program to expand eligibility. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.